And I've been following the story out of Cape Town over the past day or so around the murder of a prominent Rwandan opposition politician. So Rwandan dissident exiles in South Africa believe that the Rwandan government ordered the assassination of their compatriot and fellow dissident Saif Bamporiki in Guguletu in Cape Town on Sunday afternoon. But the police say it's believed that the motive for the murder was robbery, but investigations are still going on. So just briefly, what happened was Bamporiki, he's the South African chairperson of the opposition Rwandan National Congress, was shot dead while delivering a bed to a customer. He ran a pawn shop, and the two assailants then stole his bucky and his money. So is it a hit or was it a murder? British writer and journalist Michaela Rong joining us now from the UK. She's been following this one. Michaela, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the Midday Report here in 702. You've been speaking to Rwandan dissident exiles. What have they been telling you?
They are very much convinced that this was an assassination, and they are looking at the pattern and the modus operandi that has been used in the past by Rwandan agents operating on South African soil. So, for example, what you had in 2014 when the former head of intelligence, Patrick Karegaya, was killed in the Michelangelo Hotel in Sandton. He was lured to the hotel by a friend, a man he thought was a trusted friend. And then the trap was sprung and he was strangled in one of the rooms of the Michelangelo. And they're also pointing to the rendition last September of Paul Rusesabagina, the gentleman who is known because of the Hotel Rwanda film. He was a manager who was in Rwanda during the genocide, saved many people's lives. He's been renditioned. He was renditioned to Kigali by being lured onto a plane in Dubai by a Burundian pastor who he trusted. He believed he was going to Bujumbura. In fact, he landed in Kigali, where he was arrested and charged with terrorism. And so you get this pattern of people being lured out of their safety zone, enticed by people they trust into areas where they can then be whacked, basically. And this seems to be the pattern that took place with Mr. Bamporiki, where, you know, he had a customer going to his shop and saying, this bed has to be delivered, and very much wanting to deal with him personally, not anyone else working in the pawn shop. And then he made the mistake of going to the township and then got assaulted, shot in the head and killed there. So they're saying this is a pattern. We're very familiar with this. We know the Rwandans are out to get us. There's been a series of assassinations of the Rwanda National Congress officials and members on South African soil.
Yo, Michaela, as a crime journalist, I mean, I remember when Colonel Patrick Karegaya was killed on New Year's Eve in the Michelangelo in 2013. And it's so shocking. And also several other attempts, for example, on General Kayumba Nyamwasa as well, who is the RNC's first deputy chairperson. He survived at least four assassination attempts in South Africa. So very concerning that this is happening on South African soil. Have the South African authorities said anything, our international relations people, or have the Rwandans said anything at all?
I'm not aware of any statement by the South African authorities. I gather that President Ramaphosa was told about this incident very early on, so there's obviously a concern. This has been a sort of source of great awkwardness because Rwanda seems to feel that it has a right to stage these attacks on dissidents on South African soil. After the last attack on General Nyamwasa, Kayumba Nyamwasa, who you mentioned in 2014, the two countries ended up severing diplomatic relations, and they've been trying to rebuild those diplomatic relations ever since. But the problem is that these issues keep coming up. And we know that there have been a lot of tete-a-tetes between President Ramaphosa and Kagame, Paul Kagame, and attempts to heal the wound because it's very awkward. There are a lot of South African businesses that operate in Rwanda, and they, you know, there are a lot of Rwandan students who want to come and study in South Africa. So it's very awkward not to have full diplomatic relations. But at the same time, the South African position is you can't keep doing this on South African soil and expect there not to be repercussions. So I think it was very interesting during the inquest into Patrick Karegaya's murder that we saw the Hawks actually came out and we saw some statements by the Hawks went on to the record where they were saying, we know these attacks have been carried out by people who work for the Rwandan government, but therefore we can't follow this up. Mm. So there's a sense to which, you know, very often the judicial system is being sort of undermined and sabotaged by the awkwardness of this situation.
Well, Michaela, thank you so much for your analysis and explaining all of that. That's Michaela Rong. She's a British writer and a journalist. And very concerning indeed, if this is happening on South African soil, how can it be allowed that Rwandan operatives are essentially taking out dissidents here? But the police in Cape Town, they're saying that this was just a robbery.